Kislev, Thursday the 8th of December, Rabbi Reuven Stepski. Dreams, real or prophetic?
Good morning, everybody. I want to talk about dreams. They're coming up in the Sedras, in this week's Sedra, and the next week's Parshas coming up as well. It's interesting, just to note, where is the first chaloyim in the Torah? The first one? No, the all nevuahs. That's why Rabbi Shlomo talking directly all the way through. The first time the word chaloyim is used is with Avimelech, with the parsha of Sarah, Avimelech, and then it says he has a dream. Obviously, it's not his own schus. Already there. That was the first time that I could find. If anyone can find earlier than that, please let me know. That's the first time. The second time a chaloyim is mentioned in the Torah is this week's parsha. That's over here, Yaakov. Inu v'yitzi Yaakov in Be'er Shava. And we know, Vayishka b'makom, Vayachaloyim v'hinei sulam l'tzavarta. So this is the chaloyim that he has. And it's interesting, we could just look at some of the Meforshim, just to try and look at a dream. What exactly is a dream? What's the difference between a dream and a nevuah? And also, what about our dreams? Is there any significance to our dreams? What do Chazal say? So lots of questions that we're going to try and squeeze in within half an hour. Okay. Of course, in this week's parasha, at the end, even Yaakovinu reveals also his source for his knowledge about all the goats and the good and Berudim, that he knew that also through a dream. The Pasuk says, he tells his mishpocha, that's how, Ba'era b'chaloyim. So twice in this week's Sedra do we see the concept of a chaloyim. And of course, we've got later on Yosef HaTzadik with his dreams, the Shah Mashkim and Tzah Oifim, and of course, Paro. So, let's have a look. So, first of all, if we look in the Torah, what does the Torah tell us about dreams? So, in Baloischa, the Torah tells us, Bachaloim Adaber, Oi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, that's why I speak to Nevi'im, I speak the Chaloim. So, you see, it's a real thing, something that's actually tangible, something that can really happen. That's the way of communication, how Hashem will communicate to us. Bachaloim Adaber, Oi. But if you look elsewhere, if you look in Torah in Eoy, there's a pasuk in Eoy that says, "Bachaloyim chezyoin laila, oz yigala oizen anoshim." So you see already in Eoy, "Bachaloyim chezyoin laila." That's how Kadosh Baruch Hu reveals himself, his messages into the ears of people. So we see it's considered something significant. But in the Novi in Zechariah, Perek Yud pasuk base, the pasuk says, "Bachaloyim es hashavi yedaberu," the dreams are lies. They're false. Dreams speak lies. So what's going on over here? In fact, this isn't my question. This is a kasha from the Gemara. So Gemara in Brochas, the Sugya there, Nun Hei, onwards, for a couple of daf there that's worthwhile looking. If you're looking to the Inyan of Chalomis and Dreams, lots of interesting statements there, and Limudim there in Brochas. So Nun Hei Amar Beis, Rava asked the steerer, Rami Kasif, V'chalom Adaber by one hand, and the other hand, b'chaloyim es hashavi daber. And the other hand, dreams speak lies. So the Gemara gives a very interesting answer. Loi kasha, kan al yudei malach, kan al yudei shin dalet. So what does that mean? So one is talking about, so if it depends on the source. If it comes from a malach, then it's emes. B'chaloyim adaber, but it's from the Rosh Hashanah. But if it's not, if it comes from a shin dalet, if it comes from demons, a negative spiritual force, then it is shava, then it's false. So how do we know where it comes from? How can we trace that? And what does that mean? So that's already the steerer, already in the Pesukim in Tanakh. Let's go into Chazal. Chazal also, they also bring different contradictory statements about dreams as well. Let's have a look. So in Sanhedrin, the Gemara says, Divri chaloimus, loy malin, veloy meridin. Doesn't make a difference. Loy malin, meridin. Don't worry about it. You had a dream. It's neither here nor there. On the other hand, the Gemara again in Brachas, Nun Hei Amud Aleph, Omer Rebbi Yochanan, Rebbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Kishem Shi Yefshe Laba, Beloi Teben, Kach Yefshe Lachaloyim, Beloi Devarim Betelim. Similarly, there's going to be some Devarim Betelim in it. It doesn't say there's nothing, but it says it seems to imply there is some significance to a dream. It may have Devarim Betelim, but there is some significance in it. And then we have the third statement of Chazal in Brachos and Zayin, Chaloim Echad Mishishim L'Nevua. So we have three statements in Chazal which seem to contradict each other. Either Loi Maliv Loi Moridin, or we said that he seems to, there's some significance in there. And the third level is it's one, a 60th of Nevua. So what's going on over here? Now many people don't pay too much notice to dreams, but actually in Shulchan Aruch there's a few simonim which talk about dreams. Let's have a look at a couple. So in Chelek Beis, for example, we have Simon, already in Simon Kuflamet. It's Simon Kuflamet, or Chaim Kuflamet. There's a Simon, Reboinu Shloilem Sha'armim B'Shas Nesias Kapayim. We all know from Yom Tov about this Nesias Kapayim, about dreams, we have bad dreams. So the Gemara, quoting the Gemara, Man dechaza chelma v'leodam ma'chaza. Somebody has a dream and he doesn't know what he's seen. He's not sure, is it a good dream, is it a bad dream? He's not sure of the significance of the meaning of it. So the Gemara gives an example. Somebody dreams about a lettuce. Now this happens to anybody tonight, don't worry about it. You see a lettuce, what does it mean? You've got this nice lettuce, nice green, glowing lettuce, and you dream about it there. You're at Tesco's and you just see lettuce everywhere on every shelf, just lettuce everywhere, what's that mean? So some say it's a bad simon because it can mean more. And others say, no, it's a layers of lettuce, it's a gula, it's a simon for brocha in pranosa. Layers and layers of blessing. So again, a person's not sure, he sees a chalom, he doesn't know what he sees. Nekum kame kani b'shash olim duchen. A person, he should, when at the time, he should stand up, he stand before the kohen at the time of their duchening, for neim ahachin, he should say the special tefillah of Rabbeinu Shloilom, which is printed in the Machzorim. And the Red Mishnah Berurah says in Al Medinas, where we're noig only to say the shas duchen, right, we say this on the shas grade, even if you didn't have a dream, if you didn't dream at all, some people don't dream, or they remember their dreams. So they say, even so, that it says it's impossible that a person didn't have a dream at one time between one regal and another, and therefore everybody should say this Rabbeinu Shalom. We'll see. It seems to be from the Chabad that you can say any day. Yeah. In fact, the Ramah brings down that you can actually say it if you're in a place in Chutz Laaretz when we don't say for Ashkenazim, it's where we don't do them. Then you can actually say at the time the Shalich Sivor is saying Sim Shalom, you can say Rabbeinu Shalom there as well. That's the Ramah brings down there. Okay? Kosra Achorinu Mishra brings down that in Loimah Tevil B'chol Yom. So he says here, he brings Mishra Berurah, says that Achorinu say that you shouldn't say this tefillah every single day unless you had a dream the night before. Okay, but where's the Ragolim? Even if you can't remember you had a dream, you should still say it. So we see it's something significant. Shulchan Aruch takes it seriously. The person has a dream, then he should. If you want more information, why is it Dafka there that you do we daven for our dreams of Tabrichas Kohenim? See the Marsha in Brachas and then Heyam at base, and he gives an explanation. He ties it into the Brachas. V'yasim lechol shalom. Is going on bad dreams, etc. Have a look there. He explains how they tie in the brachas. Actually, the kavana is legabi dreams. The second marim mokum in the Shulchan Aruch is simon reish chof hatovas chaloyim v'tanisoy. Says the Shulchan Aruch halacha aleph haroya chaloyim v'nafsha gumalov. Somebody he sees a dream as a dremel v'nafsha gumalov and he's Snefesh, he's aguma, he has agum snefesh from it. Then what should he do? Yatveno, ba'api talosa. He should go in front of three people, derachme loy, who three people have rachmonos on him. And Perush says the Ramosh Ovim Oisai, people whose friends who love him, who will give him a positive interpretation. As you know, the Gemara says, the chalom goes after its interpretation. That's a shear for itself, to explain that maybe another time what that means. That's a whole sukkah itself. And then there's a whole sukkah, which is printed in many sidurim. There's a whole thing a person says in front of his three friends, Chalama, Tava, Chazoi, and they reply back, etc., that it should be a good dream. There's this whole process. Again, it's brought down here in the Shulchan Aruch. The Mishnah Berurah says, anyway, it says, Nafsha Gum Olov. A person's bothered by, even if there's no Ra, it doesn't have to be a bad dream, he just doesn't know what it means, and it's disturbing him, it's distressing him, then also he should say this, Hatovas Chaloim. Then we said Yatvenu, he should stand and do this special Hatavas Kaloim, the special sayings in front of his friends. Afiru Heichashu Misana, even if a person's fasting as well, he should do this. And the Mishmar says, Tovshi Yetiv Vashachas, do it in the morning, because the reason Magdim Le Mitzvah is don't leave it and do it straight away. Okay. So that's in Simon Reish Chof. Also, in Hilchos Shabbos, there's a dream. Why happens if a person, we spoke about here, if a person, a dream person, just does Hatovos Lama and has a Tarnus as well. So in Simon Reish Peches, in Hilchos Shabbos, Halacha Dalet, says the Machaber, Mutter Lesanus Boy, Tarnus Chaloim, it's Mutter to fast a Tarnus Chaloim on Shabbos. Kedei Shi, Gezad Dinoi, in order to tear up his Gezad Din on him. However, because a person fasted on Shabbos, Sorech Lisanus Biyam Rishon, he's got to fast again on Sunday, to make up as a kapora the fact he was of a vatal oinik Shabbos. And if a person's very weak, he doesn't have to do 2 days which are at Sufim, he can day any day after. And of course, if it's Chanukah, he says, or it's Rosh Chodesh the next day, or Yom Tov Shein Shagolos, again, he can wait till after those days. So that's the Mechaber, but the Mishnah Berurah brings down for this Tanis Chaloim, but he shouldn't just, what's he going to do the rest of the day? He's just going to fast his Shabbos. Says Mishra, Vagam Yichalek Kol Yom B'Torah Tefillah. He should spend the rest of the day in Torah Tefillah. And that would be a Kapora. As we know, it's not enough just to be fasting. He has to spend his day doing that. And the Seidah Yom brings down a person is allowed to do a Vidui on his Averas when he's fasting, even on Shabbos, just like it would during the week. So here we have in the Shulchan Aruch, then I'm sure there's other places as well, Chalomis, where we have 3 simonim in the Redi and the Shulchan Aruch, which places significance and brings us halachas about dreams and negative dreams, etc. Hilchos Shabbos, Hilchos Chaloim, Mesias Kapayim, and there's others. So let's try and understand what's going on over here. And just give some sort of derech, an approach. There are different approaches over here. What I'm going to share with you today is from the Ramchal in Derech Hashem. He divides the dreams into 3 categories. So if you want to have a look, it's in Chelek Gimel of in Derech Hashem, and he divides it 3 ways. So let's talk about the 3 different ways of 3 different types, 3 different categories of dreams. So the first one, he says, is what we call nevuah, real nevuah, a dream as a level of nevuah. It's a function of nevuah, and that's how Kodesh Baruch Hu will send a message to a Navi through a dream. As the Rambam says in Hilchos Yesodei Torah Perek Zion, Hanaviyim, malus malus hein, there's many different levels to Naviyim, just like there is in Chochmah, and similarly in nevuah is different levels. V'kulam, however, there's one thing in common, Chutz Moshe Rabbeinu, V'kulam Ein Roim Marim Nevoa Ela B'Chaloim Chezion Laila. You should know one thing, whenever Madriga, the Novi, is at, they only see the Nevoa B'Chaloim Chezion Laila, the dream at night, or B'Yoim, or it could happen in the daytime, after Shetipolem Tardema, after they fall into a deep sleep. So you see, already that's the first level of dreams is going to be the Nevoah. And that's what our Parsha is talking about. I'd like to share with you for Arachayim HaKadosh on this week's Parsha, which ties us in. Many of the Mepharshim are bothered by the word Vihine, which seems to appear 3 times in the Pasuk. Vayachalom Yaakovinu, he has his dream, but he has it. Vihine, Sulam Motzavarza. Behold, there is a ladder there. Varoshim Gishmai. Vihine, Malachi Elohim, Oilav Yodin Boyd. And then, Vihine Hashem Nitzavalov. What's these 3 hines? Different for Hashem. I'll share with you the Arachayim HaKadosh. There's a beautiful Sfas Emes on this, who also has his derech and how he explains what the 3 vihines mean over here. If we have time, we'll share that with you. So says the Arachayim HaKadosh. Oh, so the Arachayim HaKadosh says for the Pasuk Yud Beis, Tama Omri Vihine. Why does the Pasuk say vihine? You know, behold. We don't even use that in our vocab. What does it mean, Vihine, behold? Vihine, liyos she'ein achalam muchlat b'chinas atzedek. Because we know dreams are not always true. Ki chaloi meshavahim. Because as we said, the Pasuk, the Navi says in Zechariah, ki chaloi meshavahim. Dreams speak lies. Therefore, and as we said, the Gemara says, at least al kaponim ish behem tevin. There's untruth there. Ki hei b'mar hashimum, because that is because dreams always come in a confusion. They're never seen clearly. Therefore, the pasuk says, v'hinei, perish, ki hadzavorim b'loishimim v'divyoinus. They came in, it was absolutely clear. Kol dovam nigla etzloi. Each step of the dream was absolutely clear. Umavur ke yomir, as clear as day. The Ein Zed Zom L'Shala Chalom, he says, wasn't like any other dreams where a person sees things and it's not absolutely clear what he's seen. And therefore, the Torah tells us, by each, it's meductic to say, b'chol prat u'prat, from each detail from the revelation, b'chaloim v'hinei. Because Gam Risa Sulam, even when he saw that ladder, it was v'hinei Sulam. It was absolute clarity, just like we can see each other now. And simply by the Malachim, simply v'hinei Malachim Gabe Giloi Shchin, and also by the Gilo Shchin, v'hinei Hashem Litzad Olav also. Hakavona Bazer ki hais nevuah mamash. There's actually a complete actual nevuah. And in fact, the Orach Chaim HaKadosh says this in a couple of other places as well. The same Lashon, he says this in Parshas Vayeshev with Yosef and his brothers. Lamed Zayin Zayin. Also, the Orach Chaim on the Pasuk there, when Yaakov is, Yosef is saying about his Chalomos. Also, the same thing, the word Hinei is Vihinei Anachnu Ma'almim Malumim. Vihine koma gumosi, etc. Vihine to suvendunas, etc. And the Orach Chaim HaKadosh says the same idea, slight different lashon. But basically, if it's absolutely clear, all the details, then you know it's absolute nevuah. And the same thing in the case of Paroi. Even Paroi himself, the La Pasuk says vihine when had his dreams. Also, the Pasuk says there vihine as well. And the Orach Chaim HaKadosh, he saw absolutely clear. And even Paroi wasn't sure. He was so sure. It was so clear to him. That Vihinei, he saw absolute detail, that he knew it wasn't just a dream that children have and just cloak in their head. He realized this is something serious. So that is the first type of dream. Second type of dream, interesting. So we have a few different marmakosis, and basically the second sort of dream are what we call just natural causes that happen to the human being that cause us to dream. And this is the second type of dream. The Derech Hashem brings this down. It's also the Orach HaShulchan brings some of these down. But here's, for example, the first one is from the Gemara in Brachos that we saw in Rav Shmuel ben Achmeni and Rav Yonatan. Ein marin loy la'odom ela mihurei liboy. A person only dreams about things they thought about during the day. And the Taz brings the Mishnah Berurah and Siman Reish Pes Ches brings down in the Shem of the Taz. Anything you thought about during the day, if you dream about it, don't worry about it. Whatever the dream is, don't be worried because you already thought about it during the day. And there's a famous story in the Gemara when the Amorim says that a person never dreams about gold palm trees because you never see them. You never think about gold palm trees. Tonight you may. And again, the same thing, it said things about an elephant going through the eye of a needle. People don't dream about that. And then there's a famous story in the Gemara with one of the Roman emperors. They said, you Jews know everything. Tell me what I'm going to dream about tonight. He said, you're going to dream about an elephant, a big elephant with big ears and a long trunk, and it's going to go through a little eye of a needle. And of course, what did he dream about? Because the whole day, that's what he was thinking about. So that's really most of the things, it's because we thought about it. Also, it's brought down in the Mishnah Berurah, interesting. The Gemara says that a person dreams that his teeth are falling out, it's not a good sign. However, if a person's got a toothache, or he's been to the dentist, then, and he dreams at night that his teeth fell out, then Mishnah Berurah says, you don't need to fast on this. Of course you shouldn't fast on this, you'd have to do anything, because this isn't min ha-shamayim. He says, la chalom zeh min ha-shamayim. It's just a hero is gorim him to dream about such things. That's what you're thinking about. And even things we're so, in our subconscious, things we notice, we're not even necessarily consciously aware, but in our subconscious, we're thinking about many different things. And these are the most of the dreams to dream about. There's also another concept here as well that the Shaar HaTzion brings down in Sim Reish Chof, Aleph there, and the bottom says, Kol Chalom Ra. He says, any bad dream, Sha'odam Roya, that a person sees, he should be doig on it, except a Chalom, which he sees after a Tanis. If it's a dream, a bad dream after a Tanis, he says, because a person, This is quoting the Rishonim, actually. He's quoting, Lefishiyesha batanis v'nistai, because he's sitting the whole day in the tanis and he's uncomfortable, he feels some pain. Yirachalim ra, it's quite likely because he's not in a good frame of mind that he's going to see, he's going to have a bad dream. Says the Mishnah Berurah, the Sha'atim, the Chavos Chaim brings from there, that we can learn from here that when a person is not in a good mindset, when a person is having a lot of tzar lo elinu, and after that he sees the chalom ra, she'ena doglav, don't worry about it. Just not in a good mind, person's not feeling good, it's not a good day today. So then, don't worry about it. It's all with the person's mindset. Most dreams come about just in our thinking. So these are natural causes for dreams, just in our thought and our subconscious, which come up at night. Then you've got the Ramchal brings an interesting thing, and there's scientific evidence for this. When a person goes to sleep, then there's different chemicals rise in his brain. That's what happens when a person sees different chemicals, and that causes us to dream. Just as a natural thing that certain chemicals rise in the brain. And also, he says, from foods that a person eats specifically, and that Yadarach HaShochan brings down, a person eats a lot or drinks a lot before he goes to bed at night. That also, Shemali Kriso Bachid, which Yadarach HaShochan says in Reish Peches Yudalev, he says he doesn't need to fast on this because it's the food that's caused him to see dinyonus. Yes. It's the food. And there is actually research that shows cheese actually makes a person dream. Doesn't say good dreams or not. We have a doctor here who can tell us a bit more about that sometime. Hard cheese, what's called hard cheese? It says cheese is brought down. You can do your research on that, which foods make you dream about what. So I'm not sure about the lettuce if you eat too much lettuce. Maybe. Anyway. So that's the second category. So first category, it's real nevuah. We're not talking about nevuah here, by the way. We're talking about this is a dream. There's a dream, which is apart from what is actually, Ramchal says, real nevuah is something different. That's number one. He says, and then you've got a chaloyim, which a nevuah message will come through. He says that's the first. That's what we see on the chumash. That's what chumash is talking about. And then we've got natural reasons for dreaming, things we're thinking about. In fact, in the Dirshu, quoted here, he quotes a letter from the Igaris of the Chazon Ish. Yeah, so he brings down for the Chazon Ish in Chelik Beis Ois Kufmem Tes that somebody wrote a letter to the Chazon Ish saying he's had these dreams, and the Chazon Ish replied back, "I've also had these dreams many times. I've had exactly the same dreams." And the Lois Santi leaves us it, don't worry about it. Yeah, I didn't pay any attention to it, and of course don't fuss. And he says it's not going to say a timeless is kapam, but fill the Rabbanu Shalom. And basically he says the Chazanish writes, Kivan Shachalom Spazanina Boy Mihira Aleiv, since so most dreams come to us from Hira Aleiv, just from thoughts, for Ein Maradova they're not really showing us anything. So that's the Chazanish. So he says we don't really need to worry about it. Now, here comes a little bit of the mystical side from Derech Hashem. This is the third category. He says, interesting concept over here. By the way, highly recommended if you get the elucidated Derech Hashem, recommended by Rabbi Gottlieb, said it's from Yerushalayim, so it's impossible to learn Derech Hashem without this. So it's called the elucidated Derech Hashem. Advertising now. To highly recommend it. Anyway, so he talks about as follows. What happens spiritually? What's happening in the ruchnius realm? In the spiritual realms, what's happening when a person goes to sleep? When you get into bed in your pyjamas and something mystical, very deep and special is happening when we're going to sleep. So he says as follows. When a person goes to sleep, vihine, when a person goes to sleep, all his kloichus and his hargoshus are sheket. All his feelings are inactive, and his intellect is relaxed and inactive. The only thing that is at work is the imagination. He says, the imagination, rakadimion levadai yifol v'yelech, only the imagination is what's working. And at that time, a person is seeing different tziyurim, different pictures and visions as they come to him. And he says, as we already mentioned, they can come to him things that he's thought about during the day, or different from chemical corrections in the brain, or from different foods that we've eaten. And that is the inyan of most dreams that people have, l'chol b'nei adam, as we discussed. However, There's also something else that happens when we dream. As everyone here is aware, there's five levels of the neshama. So he says when a person goes to sleep, all the levels of the neshama, including the nefesh, he says that the nefesh, the lower level of the lowest level of the soul, has two parts. There's a nefesh tachtoina and a nefesh elyoina. And he says the nefesh elyoina upwards, and the ruach, they all rise up and go into the spiritual realms. All go into the levels elyoinim, and they actually partially are disengaged from the body, and they rise up. Only the nefesh tachtoina stays with the body. And as the Gemara says, when a person is asleep, it's the 60th of death. And he says something interesting. What happens to the neshama during this time? So he says, these chalokim, which have been partially separated from the body, they're disengaged, they start roaming, not anywhere they want, only to places in the spiritual realms which are made available to them. And he says they can have different dealings with all sorts of spiritual beings, with pikidim, says malochim, and pikidim, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts over teva, or all sorts of different malachim that they can meet, and also he can meet shindalads as well, can meet shadim there as well. According to who they meet, to who the neshama meets when he's up there, that is what he will perceive, and that's a message he'll get. And we said before, kan yidei malach, kan al yidei shindalad. So there was the Gemara said. So it depends. The Ramchal said that's pshat in the Gemara. It depends who the neshama meets when he's up there, when he's sleeping.
Random, if he meets, whether he meets...
he says here, only to places where he's allowed to go. So it seems to be the Sashkoch of Protus. It depends what a person's done during the day, where his neshama is going to go, and who he's going to meet. Right? And it's all about all Bahashkocha. Right? So he says, after a person's perceived these different malochim, or the shindals, they say, Tim Shacha Inyan, Mashe Siga Bishtalshas Adanefesh. What happens is, whatever he perceives is now going to be passed downwards all the way through, all the way down from the highest levels of the Neshama, all the way down to the lowest level of the Neshama. And then we said that person's sleeping at the time, except his imagination is what's awake. And his imagination will depict images, and basically whatever, it's possible that what the soul perceived was either true or false, depending on who he met when he was up there. However, he does bring down that even if a person saw a malach, because there's other factors influencing as well. We said the chemicals that rise in the brain, or the food that's eaten, even if he encountered a malach, will also cause confusion in the image that he sees. And that's what we saw in the Gemara. It says there's no dream which doesn't have a little bit of rubbish in, because there's natural consequences which are going to affect our dreams as well. And he says these things which are passed down. So he says here, this is what a person sees, and this is the giloy, and this is what he'll see. And he said, sometimes a Kodesh Baruch Hu can show a person the future through here, and that's what the Pasuk says, b'chalom chesin gaya ozi gala oizen anoshim. He can actually comprehend some things there. He summarizes, he just makes a summary, and he says there's three types of dreams, etc. But basically, a person, when he's sleeping, will and can have meetings with the things in the spiritual world. And he just finishes off. He says, all these, as we said, these are all dreams, what we've spoken about. However, chalomus nevuah, that is a different thing. We'll explain that in a different place. Just to finish. In the Piskei Tshuvas, just make some b'zman hazeh. So what happens? What happens nowadays? Are we really worried? We mentioned the second category is the most common. But here in the Piskei Tshuvas, he brings down, he says, very interesting. He says, nowadays, because it used to be in the old days, we didn't know what was going on all around the world. But nowadays, we know, even if you live in a little village somewhere, like Golders Green. So he said, it's not like, he says, the whole thing, he says, Sidri HaChaim has changed. And he says that nowadays, it's completely impossible that we don't hear news from all around the world, and we hear terrible things, all sorts of things we hear about. And therefore, he says, most of our minds are going to be full of different pieces of information and worry, even our subconscious, and all the time things we go through our minds, and we'll be worried, maybe this is going to happen to us, Chas v'Shalom. So he says here, So this how it applies to most nowadays. And of course, he says that's general people. And of course, people who spend their time in the heavenly oilum reading all these things, of course, how much more so, and that they're going to be have all these sort of strange dreams are going to come to the mind. And therefore, he says one does not need to worry about these things too much at all. However, Bederech Klal, he said the Gemara does bring down, and the Shulchan Aruch quotes this as well, there's three dreams that a person should worry about. As they are the chaloim he has in the morning, just before the morning. That's when you always want to go back to sleep again after the alarm clock, so to finish off the story. And then you've got chaloim, a person dreams about somebody else, he brings about his friends. And then the chaloim, the interpretation of the dream, is within the dream as well. So he says there as well that those things a person could be worried about. But he says, really, that's only for a person who is tohor in his machshavas and in Torah and Yira, and he doesn't go to sleep on a heavy stomach, etc. So he says, even these things over here, he says a person shouldn't really worry about things, and you find that it's there's most Gedol Yisrael don't even paskin today that we should fast at all, rather we should have tatavas chaloim, etc. And he says, the most important thing to do, actually, he says, if a person wants to do something, is really worried, after Tos Kolom, he says a person should mishtadel to do a Tanis Dibur. So Tanis Dibur is important, and he should increase tzedakah in any way he can. Of course, increase the B'limud HaTorah, or Amir Stilim V'Toyv Loi, and it will be good for him.